www.thebestofthebest.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. The other talk show hosts in the world, they want to charge you. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. We're jumping right into the phone calls here. We'll get back into the email that we started last hour, but we got to go to Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, about a month ago I called you and told you my wife got a ticket for driving on a suspended license because we had an old junker car in the driveway that hadn't been tested for pollution.
Right, she wasn't driving on it, it was just there.
No, she wasn't driving that car. She was driving a different car, and they were waiting outside her work, and they pulled her over, and they got her a ticket for driving on a suspended license.
Mm.
And her license was renewed or unsuspended about 3 days later, but she went to court today for the ticket that she got.
Okay.
And they fined her $175. And there was basically nothing she could do about it except for pay the fine. They told her it didn't matter that she didn't know that her license was suspended.
Mm-hmm.
So they used the old ignorance is not an excuse. And
love that one.
Huh?
I said they love that one.
Yeah, they do. They love that one. So she paid the $175, and now the case is over, but now we're $175 light that, you know, we
could use that.
Kids that we're taking care of, and $175 buys quite a bit of groceries still.
Yeah.
So this was just a matter of a bureaucratic bungle, essentially, that you guys had to pay for.
That's right. It was there, you know, well, she didn't have any proof that she ever sent in the sheet that we needed to send in because she didn't send it in registered mail.
Mm.
So anybody doing any kind of business with the government now has to send anything registered mail so that if anything happens, we can prove that it happened.
Right. Because if you don't send it certified, then the bureaucrats can take the mail when it comes in and drop it right in a trash can, and there's no way to ever prove that it actually made it to them.
That's right. That's a pretty sad state of affairs, if you ask me.
Well, our government is a sad state of affairs, and little things like this. I mean, when you look at the big picture, there's certainly far more terrible things the government could do. But little things like this, $175 here, Mark, you had like a $200 speeding ticket over, you know, a few weeks ago. It's these little things that really add up on people, that really get them to the point where they say, what in the heck is going on with this country? We have lost our minds in America.
And then finally you end up saying, oh, I ain't going to pay any taxes, and you end up holed up in your home. To shoot any feds that are going to come after you.
As is the case with Ed Brown up in Plainfield, New Hampshire.
Brown.
Or you just get fed up with the crap, and to an extent it could be good for our movement as more people keep getting screwed by the government. Eventually, they might finally come to the realization that this whole government thing isn't what it was cracked up to be, and maybe they'll get angry and decide to become an activist, maybe even join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Matt.
You can only hope.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 1-800-259-9231. David writes in saying he's listened for a while. Says we're talking about how the government wouldn't move in to arrest a couple of tax protesters until they've waited out most of their supporters. Talking about the Ed Brown situation. What chance does a voluntary organization, says David, have against a violent organization? Can't a group who's willing to use violence, for the government, for instance, simply wait out the nonviolent group? The government need not work to support itself. They simply take what they need. It would seem on the grand scheme of things that voluntary organizations could never emerge with the kind of power required to overcome violent ones. Put another way, doesn't a weak government, consensus violent group result in strong criminal organizations? So he says, what chance does a voluntary organization have against a violent organization? Well, on its face, pitted against one another in a death match, no chance. I mean, if you have the government versus some pacifists, the pacifists are going to lose. They're going to die. But that's not what we're trying to do. We believe that, or at least I do, I believe that voluntary organizations can defeat the state, but not through violence, obviously. What we have to do on our challenge is to destroy the legitimacy of the state. Because people don't realize that the state's a violent organization. People that listen to Free Talk Live understand it. People that are in the libertarian movement, for the most part, understand that the state is coercion, the state is force, the government knows nothing besides force. That's all it is. It's an agency with a monopoly on coercive force, and it uses it on innocent people, people who've never harmed others. So we understand that just fine, but the trick is getting the rest of America to clue into that.
Right. It doesn't seem that difficult, but people don't look at it that way. They look at the government as legitimate, and their force as legitimate. Whereas if any other organization uses force...
Were to behave in the same way,
but if they, in most cases, use force, period, then they're, you know, looked askance, like it's terrible, it's awful.
It is awful.
It's not entirely. Like, for instance,
defensive force is acceptable, but any initiated force is awful.
Right. A bouncer is allowed to use force to get you out of the bar.
Because you're a jerk.
Well.
And you've been doing bad things.
Perhaps. You know, your story may be different, but it's still, he's employed to protect that bar,
yeah.
And whatever he says goes.
Exactly. So the trick is to get the American people and the people of the world, this applies internationally, the trick is to get the people in your country, the average folks, to understand that government is not a beneficent organization. It's not an organization that is wonderful and helpful and, well, it's just beneficial to all society to have this government around. No, a government is dangerous, a government is brutal, a government is arbitrary, and a government is wrong.
It's probably best described as a hitman. A government, you know, goes about applying force, like a hitman would,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, a bruiser, something like that, in order to get what you want.
To those who do not comply.
Absolutely.
If you comply with their diktats, then the hitman probably won't come after you.
Pick your favorite government program right now, in your mind, pick it. Whether it's,
I don't have one.
It's NASA, not you, yeah. Everybody else listening. whether it's NASA, whether it's welfare, whether it's the United States Army, you pick your favorite government program. And I've got to participate in that program because you and a bunch of your friends, i.e. the voters in the United States of America, want me to. If I don't, the government's going to come beat me up.
Yeah.
Or
that's not very nice.
They're going to take my house away from me. Or they're going to put me in jail. They're going to do something bad to me, like a mafia guy would.
Now, it's actually the
not to speak badly about the mafia. They've never bothered me.
The civil disobedience activists are going to become a critical portion of the entire process of delegitimizing government. And if you look at what Gandhi did, if you look at the writings of Henry David Thoreau, these sort of civil disobedience experts from the past, people that knew what they were talking about.
Right.
They essentially, the strategy is that when you go out and you engage in civil disobedience, you are then breaking the law or you're violating something the government wants you to, some way they want you to stay in line. And the government has to then make a choice, those who work for the government, those agents who work for the government. They then have to choose to either ignore you and allow your civil disobedience to go on unchecked, which, of course, is going to show weakness on their part.
Right.
Or crack down on you with the fullest extent of the law and the violence behind the violence behind it. And that's what some of these civil disobedience activists are looking for. And they're very, very brave in order to do it. Ed Brown up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, he does not want to go to jail, which means that there's going to be some possible violence that will happen. And it means that Ed Brown could very well be slaughtered in his own home. Now, the media is going to do its best to spin him as a crackpot kook and play it off as though that he's a bad, bad man for not paying his taxes. But if you can get out of if you get away from the tax issue, and for instance, you maybe have some people coalesce on a state capitol and smoke marijuana out on the front steps of a state capitol, and they refuse to go to jail, and they start getting their heads bashed in by the state police, then it will become more and more obvious over time as more activists are beaten and harmed by the government that, hey, this government isn't so nice after all. Maybe they're not as beneficial of an organization as I thought they were. Unfortunately, some people's heads are going to have to get cracked in order to show that, unless we can turn it around otherwise. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 25th, 2007, gold $651.60. Ounce gold coins are at $672.79, $338.94 for half, $169.47 per quarter ounce. That's $672.79, $338.94, and $169.47. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barish report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, also known as the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away, listener map included. Head over to map.freetalklive.com to see where over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world are at. Not their exact location, but generally where they happen to live and reside. And I think it's a pretty cool feature, so you can explore it at your leisure at map.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. That's map.freetalklive.com. Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your account's receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So then, Mark, I got an email the other day from the Advocates, Small Government News, the Center for Small Government. We've had Carla Howell on in the past. And I figured that this was going to be, I thought this was a nice little article. It's called The 10 Critical Ingredients to Ignite Small Government Campaigns. And I thought it might be a nice little refresher course for those Republicans out there who at one time claimed to be for small government. You know, the Republicans back in the 1990s got in charge of the federal government, and they had themselves their contract with America.
Yeah, you remember that crap? It was great.
It was all sorts of
a bunch of lies, what it was.
All sorts of promises about making government small again. And that's how these guys get elected time after time. Well, it seems like when they actually do get elected, they forget all of their principles. In fact, some of the Republicans were even lamenting that after they had been displaced in the recent election,
right.
They were lamenting, oh, we'd forgotten that we'd lost our way in the darkness. We'd forgotten our principles, but we swear we're back on the horse now. And now that we're out of power...
I'll never drink again, honey, I swear.
Now that we're out of power, we are going to be small government guys again, and we promise you, Americans, we promise you that as soon as you give us the reins of power again, we will stick to principle. We'll do it for real this time. It's time for the second contract with America. And so I figured that maybe...
It's time for the blood oath with America.
Maybe they needed some tips. Maybe they had, since they'd lost their way, maybe they need to actually have it spelled out for them as to how to make government smaller. And the good people at the Center for Small Government have done some serious thinking about this and how you can actually do it. So with that said, Carla Howell, poll after poll shows that most Americans think government is too big. They want to shrink the size of government. Our best shot at advancing small government is to run campaigns, ballot initiatives, and candidates for office that feature bold small government proposals. Those proposals must actually shrink big government while appealing to the voters who want small government. What kind of proposal serves this purpose? One that contains all 10 critical ingredients. Number one. It must substantially reduce the overall size of government. A small government proposal, if enacted into law, actually shrinks big government. This might sound obvious, but if you pay attention to what candidates propose today, including those who claim to oppose big government, most are absent any means to make government small. Thing I'm thinking of right away, the fair tax.
Yeah.
Does nothing to make government smaller. Nothing at all. In fact, it increases the size of government because it actually creates a new bureaucracy to administer the welfare portion of the fair tax.
So you think the IRS wouldn't shrink if they didn't have people to go over all those awful...
The fair tax doesn't actually get rid of the IRS, as I understand it.
I see.
A true small government proposal substantially reduces the overall size, scope, authority, debt, taxes, and or spending of government. Dramatic, simultaneous cuts in both taxes and spending are obvious targets. Number two, it must remove big government programs, not transfer them to other government bodies. Some proposals merely transfer governmental involvement from one level to another. For example, advocates make a case against the federal minimum wage. They rightfully explain how minimum wage laws cause the poorest workers to lose jobs. Then they suggest the states can take up the minimum wage if they want to. It's just not the proper role of the federal government. But laws of economics apply just as much to state government as they do to the feds. Transferring a federal agency or regulation to the state level keeps big government big.
Well, but a legislator in the federal government wouldn't have any control over whether the state did it or not. So I think it's fully legitimate for the legislator federal government to say, look, this is a job of the states if they want to do it.
They shouldn't be saying that. They should just talk out against the minimum wage and leave it there. There's no point to encourage the states to create their own minimum wage. In order to make government small, we must end big government involvement altogether. Number three, remove the big government program. Do not replace it with a new, improved government program.
Mm-hmm.
Other proposals attempt to merely change the form of a big government tax, regulation, or program, like the fair tax, without reducing the government's overall size. For example, a self-proclaimed advocate of liberty calls for eliminating one tax and replacing it with a new tax. He somehow thinks that Congress and state legislators need his help to do what they're already very, very good at, coming up with new taxes. Trust me, politicians don't need our help. By making it easy for them, we squander an opportunity to get rid of the tax altogether, to cut budgets, and to put that money back in the pockets of the taxpayers who earned it, to permanently remove tax revenues from big government's coffers. As the late great presidential candidate Harry Brown used to say, quote, end the income tax and replace it with nothing, just you keeping your money. Why aren't people making these proposals? Why aren't people proposing these ideas today? Number four. Match each tax cut with an equal spending cut. Match every spending cut with an equal tax cut. Some proposals offer no reduction in the overall size of government because they only address one side of the equation, either taxes or spending. As Wayne pointed out last night, George Bush allegedly cut taxes during his first term. But he didn't cut spending.
That's true. It doesn't make any sense to cut taxes and not cut spending. It's like taking a lower-paying job and just spending just as much as you did at your higher-paying job.
But it makes sense from a PR perspective because people don't think about those things. All they hear is, George Bush is cutting taxes. And, of course, the Republicans cheer. Yay! Cutting taxes! They don't think about the spending portion. And the Democrats, of course, just get angry because taxes are being cut. If politicians cut spending in one area, they brag about their prudence, then go and spend all the money they freed up in another area of government. They almost never cut taxes and give it back to the taxpayer unless we rally for it in the initial proposal. We must lay claim to those freed up funds on behalf of the taxpayer and take them out of the hands of big government politicians. Therefore, every spending cut proposal should include a commensurate tax cut. Likewise, a tax cut without a commensurate cut in spending keeps big government big. Without a mandate for lower overall spending, big government politicians will pretend that we intended our tax cut to merely end a particular form of tax. They'll seek to replace that with a new tax. But they might call it a fee instead of a tax, which is a favorite ploy of Massachusetts ex-governor and presidential hopeful Mitt Romney. They may close loopholes and start enforcing tax collections that were not previously enforced, which is another favorite of his. They'll go after smaller groups that don't have as much voting power, such as businesses.
Smokers.
There you go. One way or another, without a mandate for less overall government spending, politicians will find a way to squeeze more money out of taxpayers every time. Therefore, every tax cut proposal should include a commensurate spending cut. True small government proposals never make it easy for politicians to keep big government big. Campaigns are an opportunity to create a mandate for small government, and we should exploit them at every turn to make government small. More on the way and more tips for actually making government smaller. It's possible. Free Talk Live.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, and that does include the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, and they're both for free at freetalklive.com.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedom in America's freest state. This three-day event, February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You know, they got a mention in the Boston Globe today.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's big time.
Nice. That's good to know. Free publicity, always good. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the 10 critical ingredients to ignite small government campaigns. But there are also, I think, 10 suggestions, really, more as to how to create real proposals to make the government smaller. Real small government ideas. Because apparently the Republicans just don't even understand small government anymore. They got into office and they made government bigger than even Bill Clinton could have possibly have dreamed of over the last few years. That's the truth. The increase in government has been tremendous since the year 2000. And so it just seems like they maybe need a refresher course. So for any Republican politicians listening to the show, or anybody that wants to take a small government tact and advance small government ideas, here are some concrete suggestions as to how to do it.
I think they need a roadmap because they're not very good at it.
It's simple, too. These aren't hard to get.
They had the contract with America, and then they got in power in 2000, and man, did they swerve off the highway.
So to once again dissuade them from this continuing path towards tyranny, path towards big government, I want to recap the first five that we've been through. It must substantially, a small government proposal, and many of them have been made on their face. They sound small government, they sound good, but they have to contain all of these elements, according to the Center for Small Government at centerforsmallgovernment.com, Carla Howell. Number one, the proposal must substantially reduce the overall size of government. Number two, It must remove big government programs, not transfer them to other government bodies. 3. Remove the big government program. Do not replace it with a new improved government program. 4. Match each tax cut with an equal spending cut, and match every spending cut with an equal tax cut. You think you're saying to yourself, basic, understandable, easy to get concepts, but they apparently don't get it. So that's why I'm outlining it here for them. Now there's 6 more. 5, small government, every issue, every time. Small government plus one exception equals big government. That's why a true small government proposal never includes any expansions of government in any form whatsoever. No additional spending, no new or increased taxes or revenue for the government, no expansion of government authority, no new debt, no new government assets, and no new government obligations. Small government, every issue, every time, no exceptions, and no excuses. And the Center for Small Government has an excellent small government pledge that candidates and individuals, but candidates can go and actually sign that will essentially say, I will vote small government every time, no exceptions, no excuses. I think that's a pretty valuable tool for anyone who's serious about running a small government candidacy. Because then you've pledged, and if you go against your word, you're a liar. 6, small government actions, not just opinions. A true small government proposal is real. It's not a vague idea. It's not something that a candidate wants, agrees with, or thinks is a good idea. It's something a candidate promises to act on if elected. True small government candidates pledge to take specific action to implement the proposal. They promise, for example, to sponsor legislation, to vote for a bill, sign a bill into law, and or exercise other authorities of the office they seek to get the proposal enacted into law. 7, broad-based benefits. The most effective small government proposals are broad-based enough to benefit a large percentage of the voters in a federal, state, or local election. A lot of potential voters are therefore motivated to go to the polls and vote for it.
Yeah. You've got to help a bunch of people. If you just all of them are obscure little rules, then it's not going to be very helpful.
You got to get them motivated. For example, ending a state or federal income tax benefits the majority of voters.
That'd be huge. As a matter of fact, a study just released basically that the wealthiest states are the ones that don't have income taxes.
It's true. In fact, Carla Howell, who wrote this article, was behind the initiative it was a ballot initiative in Massachusetts to end the state income tax. They actually got that on the ballot in Massachusetts, of all places. And the real kicker, despite the somewhat lack of media attention, it did get some attention, but you can't call it a media blackout, but it didn't get as much as maybe it should have, and she certainly didn't get the airtime that she should have to promote it. It got 45% of the vote.
Wow. Well, so, people don't like to pay taxes.
In contrast, curtailing eminent domain, while a good idea, directly benefits only a small handful of voters who face an imminent threat of property seizure. This alone won't serve to substantially reduce big government, nor motivate a lot of voters. 8, big benefits.
Unless it's hit the media, just like the New London thing did.
And you're capitalizing on that?
Yeah, if you're capitalizing on it at that time, I think that's a good time to pass that.
Small government proposals are bold and offer the average voter substantial direct benefits. They have as much appeal as getting a big pay raise or winning a modest lottery. Voters are much more likely to mark the date of the election on their calendars, register to vote, and show up at the polls. If the candidate or ballot initiative were to win, voters will win big in that they get to keep their money. For example, ending the federal income tax would put $10,000 back in the pockets of the average taxpayer every year. That's worth voting for. In contrast, reducing a tax rate by a small percentage might give back the average voter as little as $25 every year. This offers a very weak incentive to vote. Now, what she's talking about here, I think, is so important. As somebody who has managed a campaign in his past, and as somebody who probably will manage one in the future, it's important to me for my candidates to make dramatic proposals like this. Not some wimpy, mealy-mouthed, mama's boy, teeny little reduction in government, but something that is really going to draw attention by both the voters and the press. Something that appears on its face to be radical, but when in fact it's actually a sensible idea, like getting rid of the federal income tax. Most people would look at that and say,
whoa!
What? But yeah, that's a wonderful idea, because then individuals get to keep the money they earn and spend it in the ways that they feel is best. All of these proposals, these radical proposals, can very easily be translated into language that the average voter can understand. And making a radical proposal like that, making a proposal for a drastic cut in government taxes and spending, is going to get you the attention that you're looking for. It's going to separate you from the pack, the rest of the candidates out there, because the rest of the candidates are busy proposing new benefits and new government programs, or maybe a cutback here and there, but they're all just the same old run-of-the-mill politicians. Make a dramatic proposal like this, a dramatic reduction in the size of government, will possibly get you dramatically increased press attention.
If you're running for a local office, it's not a big deal anyways. You're pretty close to being on a level playing field with in smaller markets or anything with even incumbents. So It'll get you noticed.
Right.
If at a national level, you don't have a shot anyway. I mean, you're so far from a chance of getting something done, you might as well take a radical view, and then you're going to get some attention, and it might help you.
Which is why I'm so bothered by some of the people that are sort of infiltrating the Libertarian Party saying, we don't need to be so radical. We need to be more like those other guys. No, we don't. What we need to do is propose ideas that no one's ever heard before and explain to them how legitimate and how rational they are. And in fact, Mark, I know that you are considering running for office here in Keene. Now it's looking like that might change.
Yeah, I don't know.
Simply because the meetings for the
weekly
elected officials
weekly
are at night.
7 p.m., yeah.
So,
and I do a radio show nightly at 7 p.m.
But nonetheless, we're still going to run a lot of candidates in the area here, and I'd like to encourage them to pick up a couple of the issues you were looking at, which was one of them, and I consider this a perfect example of a great government proposal, small government proposal, is getting rid of parking meters. Yeah, getting rid of parking meters. That's something that affects anybody that's got a car.
They're so ugly, too.
And it's a major, radical government proposal that can get people excited.
Yep.
That's what you've got to do. More on the way. There's two more steps. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, considering that we give away everything on our website at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access. We do it for free. Though, again, we ask that you step up and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month, and we turn that money around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting the show on more radio stations around the country. We're on 20 stations now, and that doesn't include three different cable channels and a variety of Internet affiliates as well.
You know, I know you call a cable channel a channel as opposed to a station, but I like to just say 23 stations, just easier.
Anyway, we're on 20 radio stations around the country, and many of those stations are a direct result of many of you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. And you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's very simple. You will get some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, classic archives, and more.
We're going to probably be doing a webcam sometime in the relatively near future.
That's true. There are milestones with the AMP program. Mm-hmm. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll see some of the past milestones that we've already reached. And the next milestone that's coming is the webcam. Now, I can tell you this, Mark. We're going to be in a testing phase with the webcam because we're at around $2,200 and we're supposed to launch the webcam at around
$2,500.
Right. So I don't want it to be where, well, we get to 2,500 and then I'm saying, okay, I'm now looking for a webcam. We're going to get it online at some point, so I got to start testing it sooner rather than later. So our amplifiers, of course, will be privy to the testing phase.
So are you going to wear something nicer when we have a webcam?
No.
No?
Just wear the same old crap every night.
Yeah.
Like I always do.
Sweatshirts and
I didn't promise you'd have pants. Something pretty to look at. You could have a webcam.
None of it's on you, baby.
So anyway, so my point being, that's another sort of perk for the amplifiers is that they'll get to test the webcam before it's official, before it's available to everyone. 800-259-9231. So get signed up for AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sign up for AMP so your conscience stops bothering you.
We're talking about the advocates, or not the advocates, rather, I messed that up again, the Center for Small Government. Carla Howell and 10 critical ingredients to ignite small government campaigns. Not only is this something that will ignite a small government campaign, but it'll also just be good for anybody that wants to come up with a small government proposal. And she's running down the list of things that the proposal must include. Number one, we'll just recap quickly. It must substantially reduce the overall size of government. Two, must remove government programs, big government programs, not transfer them to other government bodies. Three, remove the big government program, don't replace it with a new, improved government program. Four, match each tax cut with an equal spending cut and match every spending cut with an equal tax cut. Five, small government, every issue, every time, no exceptions and no excuses. Six, small government actions, not just opinions, meaning do something. Number 7, broad-based benefits, big benefits. Number 8, these are these proposals that you're going to make as a candidate for smaller government must affect a large amount of people. A broad-based tax reduction, not some teeny little tax reduction that's only going to affect homeowners or only going to affect certain individuals. You've got to hit everybody. Everybody has to feel the benefits. And in fact, number 9 is to show the voters the direct benefits to them. A good salesman always spells out the benefits of what he's selling to his prospects. He answers the question, what's in it for me? You can come around with a vacuum cleaner to my front door and tell me about how great it sucks and blows, but if you can't tell me how that's going to help me out in my life, why purchasing your vacuum cleaner would benefit me, I probably won't care.
It's true. You've got to show customers benefits.
Candidates, and these people are essentially your customers, the voters. Candidates, ballot initiative spokespersons, and others advocating a small government proposal must show the benefits that will result from it. We must connect the dots. We must help voters imagine how this proposal will make their life better. For example, ending the income tax will give back an average of over $10,000 to each taxpayer every year. That's $10,000 that you can spend, save, or give away. $10,000 more in your pocket that you can use to buy a new car every 2 years, save for your retirement, or pay off a school loan. Now, for some reason, I thought it was $10,000 for the average family, but I don't know.
Maybe issues.
But the point is, when you put it in those terms, when you connect the dots, as she says, this is what it will do. Not only will you have more money, but imagine all the things you could do with that money. If, for instance, you didn't have to pay property taxes up here in New Hampshire, they're especially onerous. If I didn't have to pay property taxes, that'd be $6,000 a year that I would get to keep and decide where to spend.
Not entirely, but okay.
What do you mean?
Well, you have renters. There would be...
Well, I would lower my rent, and that
right.
would be one way for me to... Okay, you're right about that.
But you would essentially get half of that because you live in half of the house.
True. Number 10, it must be implemented immediately. A proposal that goes into effect gradually or long after the election has two problems. One, voters are less interested in it. They can't get an immediate payback for their effort, and therefore they're less motivated to vote. Secondly, once an election's over, voters lose power and special interests gain.
Absolutely true.
The latter are more likely to undermine the proposal if it doesn't go into effect immediately. Therefore, the proposal should take full effect as soon as possible after the election. A small government candidate promises to work to implement the proposal immediately after being elected. There's a lot of big government in America. To shrink it, we need candidates and ballot initiatives that offer proposals with all 10 of the critical ingredients. A proposal that lacks any of these ingredients risks being dead on arrival. A proposal that includes all of them will wake up the voters, get them to the polls, and make small government a real possibility. Now, isn't that what you want?
It's what I want.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And so that's what we're going to try to do here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, because we see a real opportunity. Here in Keene, there is a 3-5% turnout rate for municipal elections. That's pretty dismal.
Minuscule.
That's about typical for around the country.
Is it?
Municipal elections generally do terribly. Because there's
imagine it's because, especially if they're separated from, you probably would do better as far as getting voters out to vote on issues if you ran your mayoral election along with the presidential election.
Perhaps so. In this case, that's not going to happen. This is a 2007 off-year election.
Right.
The municipal elections happen in off-years.
You can get.
Right. Also, in municipal elections, with a presidential election, people are paying attention. People are researching more so than they would on any other campaign. But in a municipal election, the candidates just sort of come out. Maybe there's a couple newspaper articles about them. Most people sort of shrug it off because no one, in my memory, in a municipal election, and I'm paying more attention, I would think, than the average voter. I don't recall any candidates back down in Sarasota, where we come from, in Florida, that ever got me excited. Now, I never lived in city limits, but you would think
even
I would have heard
ones.
Something. You'd think that if there was some sort of exciting proposal on the table to make the city government smaller, that word would have gotten around, especially amongst libertarian circles. But it didn't, because no one ever came to the table with a smaller government proposal.
Yeah.
or a small government proposal. It was always more bigger government from each side of whoever the candidates are. And, of course, in a municipal election, the candidates typically aren't partisan. So they don't run as a Republican or they don't run as a Democrat. They just run based on what they want to give to the community, what sort of government programs they want to create to help the community. And I think that we've seen evidence that the Libertarian Party, generally not so successful on the national level, but they have elected a few council members and selectmen here and there across the country. So it's possible to win on small government proposals on a local level. And I think if you take Carla's suggestions here, the 10 suggestions, which, by the way, I've posted over at our blog at freekeen.com for everyone to look at. I think if you take those suggestions, internalize them, and create your central issues, because in a campaign, you're supposed to have 2 to 3 central issues that you focus on. 2 to 3 issues, big issues that you focus on to get people excited about your campaign. You don't want to have more than that because you'll lose focus. And so you take those 3 issues, you make all 3 of them small government radical proposals that will radically alter the face of government, that will dramatically change the amount, the lives of the constituents in your area, in that they'll have more of their money to keep and do what they want with. I think you could really motivate some people, because as I pointed out, 3 to 5% turnout for municipal elections. Translation: people don't care about municipal elections.
You know, they don't. And I've been a relatively interested in politics my whole life, but I haven't voted very heavily in municipal elections because I don't care.
Right.
But if somebody has a big message and they manage to get that big message to me,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm going to dramatically reduce property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get me out to vote. I'll figure out how to do it.
So that's the trick, is getting the sleeping masses to hear the message and to get out and vote. It can be done. Jesse Ventura proved it. Candidates who have been elected on small government proposals have proven it. It's just a matter of the candidates having the courage to be different from the rest of them, having the courage to step outside of the box and propose something that will dramatically change the government in a much smaller fashion. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is